This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Stop consuming animals.
You cannot deny that. Me is still murder, Gary still rape. And I am still as stupid as anyone, but I know my mistakes. And I have recognized what form of aggression. Now I recognize the rest. Life's too short to make others shorter.
Hello and welcome to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, and via iTunes and other podcast hosts. You can find out more about the show at fftradio.wordpress.com. On today's show, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the problems with breeding and buying animals from pet shops, and also other breeders. And I'm also going to be talking about the importance of adopting animals. I'm going to be talking a little bit about why breeding is wrong because it perpetuates animal status as property. I'm also going to be talking about the animals killed in shelters. Finally, I'm going to be talking about the solution, which is adoption. Then I'm going to be finishing off the whole show with a delicious recipe for almond milk. But before I get into any of that, here's Show Some Heart by Antagonist AD.
With the youth of the dead, we'll the fight. You'll live in your TV dreams. We'll finish the press tonight.
I'll take a stand for those who can. I'll scream for those who can't speak. I'll take a stand for those who can. I'll scream for those who can't speak.
No! Can't say slaughter.
That was Show Some Heart, Go Vegan by Antagonist AD, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Food for Thought is brought to you by the Vegan Buffet on 148 Ward Street, who serve absolutely delicious and cheap vegan foods on weekday lunchtimes, and also dinners on Friday. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the problems with breeding. Now, the first problem and it really is the major problem, is that breeding animals and selling and buying animals perpetuates their status as property. Now, very few people will all agree that one thing is morally wrong, but the majority of people in today's society will accept that human slavery is something that's morally wrong. And why do we see it as wrong? Because we recognize humans' right not to be property, their rights not to be owned by another. And as rights are just concepts designed to protect interests, all sentient beings who have interests deserve to have their rights and interests protected to the same degree. So if it's wrong for humans to be kept as property, then it's just as wrong for animals to be property. And if we are against the idea of human slavery, and we accept that animals are rights holders, the next logical step is to understand that animals are sentient beings, sentient individuals, and should not be treated as property, commodities, or things. The right not to be used as property is one of the most basic rights. When we think about property, we think of things like cars, furniture, and iPods. Now, it's okay that all of these are property, because cars, furniture, and iPods are not sentient beings. They do not have rights, interests, desires, and they don't value their life. However, by turning sentient individuals into nothing more than property, we're objectifying them and controlling them in a way that is absolutely immoral, especially when our best justification is that we enjoy the taste of animal products made from animals who are property, or we enjoy the companionship of an animal who has been bred into being property. Now, there are a lot of theoretical and moral problems with animals being property, but there are some practical problems as well. The most important one is that the interests of property will always be put before the interests of the property owner. I mean, when's the last time you've heard of slaves having significant legal rights, or cars, furniture, and iPods having significant legal rights? The only time that the law will afford property rights is when it actually benefits the owner. And if we have a look at the welfare reforms that have happened, all of them actually work economically in favour of those who exploit animals. For example, there are many countries that have already banned sow stalls. This isn't because they care about the animals in those countries, it's because sow stalls are it's becoming known that sow stalls are not as economically efficient. Because when you have animals in sow stalls, then they're much more likely to get frustrated, sick, develop sores, and other things that may cause veterinary costs. So it's actually cheaper to not use sow stalls. Now, it's wrong to breed animals into being property. However, there are a lot of animals who have already been bred into property, and I believe that we need to protect those animals that we have already brought into existence through adoption. Buying and selling animals means treating them like objects, commodities, or property. I mean, we buy and sell cars and furniture, but we don't buy and sell other humans, and if we did, that would be recognized as slavery. However, adopting does not perpetuate their property status in the same way. For example, we can adopt children, and we recognize them as rights holders and sentient individuals, but if we bought and sold children, then we'd be hopefully arrested for slavery and human trafficking. Now I'm going to be playing a little bit of AFI, whose singer Davey and guitarist Hunter are both vegan. After that, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the animals killed in shelters.
You know, I want a vegetarian buffet that has delicious, nutritious food, but also won't hurt my wallet. Where can I go?
You go to Vegan Buffet on Ward Street. They have meals that are tasty, filling, and best of all, cheap. Vegan Buffet lets you choose what you want with a variety of dishes to fill your plate. They've got really friendly staff to help you with takeaway or dine in.
You've made me super hungry. Let's go.
Vegan Buffet, 148 Ward Street, phone 838-0805.
Mm-hmm.
Silver and Cold by AFI on Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Sorry about at the start of the show, I mentioned that I'm going to be reading a recipe for almond milk. I actually left that recipe at home, so instead I'm going to be reading out a recipe for cashew cream at the end of the show. But in the meantime, I want to get back to talking about the problems of breeding and the importance of adoption. Before the break, I talked a little bit about how breeding animals perpetuates their status as property. But another reason that it's wrong to breed animals is because there are so many animals being killed in shelters right now. And in a way, this actually does link back to the fact that they're property, because the interests of the people who own them are being put ahead of the interests of the animals. It's okay to abandon your animal at a shelter when you've moved on, because your animal is merely property, just as you can abandon your car at a scrapyard if it gets too annoying or inconvenient to own. Literally, millions of animals are killed in shelters every year because of the fact that they don't have homes. When you adopt, you literally save a life by giving an animal a home who could otherwise be killed because they are homeless. When you buy an animal, however, you are in effect killing that animal who needed adopting in a shelter. So we shouldn't keep breeding animals into a world where they are going to be treated as nothing more than property, and a world where there's already an enormous overpopulation problem with millions of animals dying every year in shelters because they don't have homes, and because we continue to breed them despite all of the problems that that causes, and despite all of the suffering and pain that animals in shelters have to deal with, and despite all the problems with them being property, and all of that. So the solution is simply to adopt and not to breed and sell. But I'm going to be expanding a little bit more on what we can do to solve this problem right after this song by 8 Foot Sativa, whose entire band is vegan. We'll be right back. That was Kick It All Away by 8 Foot Sativa. You are listening to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, and via iTunes and other podcast hosts. You can find out more about the show at fftradio.wordpress.com. Food for Thought is brought to you by the Vegan Buffet on 148 Ward Street, where they serve absolutely delicious and cheap vegan foods on weekday lunches and also dinners on Friday. Before the break, I was talking about the problems with breeding and the importance of adopting animals. Now, the solution, the first solution is abolitionist veganism. It is hypocritical to be against the killing of dogs in shelters, but to support the killing of countless other animals by using animals for their products, for testing, for entertainment, and any other form of exploitation. If you have compassion for dogs, and if you want to see justice for dogs, and you recognize dogs as right holders, then please apply that same logic to all the other animals who are on your dinner plate, and all the other animals that you're wearing, and go vegan. Veganism is not a diet, but it is a philosophy on life, and it's a way of looking at animals as sentient individuals with rights rather than as properties and things that are ours to use. The killing of dogs is wrong, regardless of how humanely they are killed. And the same logic applies to other animals. There is no such thing as humane murder, and there is no such thing as humane meat or other animal products. So please don't try to regulate evils, focus on abolishing them. So focus on abolitionist vegan education rather than welfare reforms. Now, the second solution is to not buy or sell animals, which would not happen in an abolitionist vegan world anyway, because animals wouldn't be seen as property. Now, the property status of animals is wrong, and no animal should be bred into being nothing more than property. That said, we do need to take care of the animals that have already been bred into existence. So adoption really is necessary because these animals cannot look after themselves like wild animals can. So if you can adopt, and if you can afford to adopt and have the time and the energy to do so, then please do, and please give a home to an animal who really needs it. We don't buy and sell children because that would be slavery, but we do adopt children, and the same logic should apply to animals at the moment. And by some stage there may not be such thing as domestication, because hopefully no one will be breeding animals into property, but that's not the case at the moment, so adoption really is necessary. And if you already have adopted a non-human, then please spay or neuter them. Don't allow more animals to be bred into a world where they're going to be treated as nothing more than economic commodities.
You know, I want a vegetarian buffet that has delicious, nutritious food, but also won't hurt my wallet. Where can I go?
You go to Vegan Buffet on Ward Street. They have meals that are tasty, filling, and best of all, cheap. Vegan Buffet lets you choose what you want with a variety of dishes to fill your plate. They've got really friendly staff to help you with takeaway or dine in.
You've made me super hungry. Let's go.
Vegan Buffet, 148 Ward Street, phone 838 0805.
So run for cover as fast as you can. We're fighters. tonight. Over and out, he sighed. It seems I've run out of time. Please tell my wife I loved her more than life itself. Over and out, she sang as the telephone rang. There's no pain, no answering, no more, no. So run for cover as fast as you can. We're partners and lovers, enemies of friends, and pens and knives apologize for leaving you. Run for cover and you'll find a snare to take on the anguish, make it disappear.
That was Over and Out by Alkaline Trio, and two of their band members are vegan. You are listening to Community Radio Hamilton, Food Fort, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Now I'm going to be reading out a recipe for cashew cream. To make this, you will need 1 cup of cashews, soaked in water overnight, then drained and rinsed. Between a quarter of a cup and half a cup of water. A tablespoon of maple syrup. And 1 to 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. To make this, simply put all your ingredients in a blender and blend away. The water may need to be adjusted because too much will make it runny. And if you didn't quite catch the recipe for that, it'll be up at the website at fftradio.wordpress.com. I'm going to be finishing off today's show with a little bit of Propaganda from their album Less Talk, More Rock.
Consider someone else. Stop consuming animals.
I see the sign when it's recognized. The border between reason and sanity.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.